Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started the chapter Babu Karamatil Awliya, Fadlihim, the chapter on the miracles and the virtues of the Awliya. Awliya, we explained, are those friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This word Awliya is the plural of Wali. Wali is the word that comes from Waliya Yali, means to be close to someone. You see, somebody is close to someone, and this word is used. So that's just being close to somebody. And waliyullah, being very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the plural is awliyaullah. So this chapter Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought to explain to us that this is the reality, the supernatural acts, the miracles that occur at the hands of the awliyaullah. This is something that is real, it's not something that is made up. And obviously we explain that it happens with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It happens with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the full knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To think that there's, to dismiss it altogether, there's no such thing as the miracles of the awliyaullah, that also is something that is wrong. And to believe that they themselves are doing it, in other words, there's no help with Allah ta'ala there, that is also wrong. So this is our belief, that this miracles of the awliya are a reality. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has now brought some ayat of the Quran to substantiate this chapter that he has brought, and thereafter some ahadith. So to start off, قال الله تعالى أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. In Surah Yunus, Allah Ta'ala mentions that behold, Allah, behold, verily for the friends, yeah, this Allah means to catch the attention. So you see, behold, to catch the attention of the listener, that listen carefully. Verily for the friends of Allah Ta'ala, there shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. Those who have iman and adopt taqwa, for them shall be the glad tidings in the life of this world and in the year after. There is nothing that can change the words of Allah Ta'ala. That is the greatest success. Ulama explained that here the ayat is saying, speaking about the awliyaullah, those people, and just for our understanding, those people that have these two things in their lives, one is dawame ta'at and one is dawame dhikr, that all the time they are in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. These are the walis of Allah Ta'ala, those that are close to Allah Ta'ala. All the time they are in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, they don't disobey Allah Ta'ala. And if they have to slip and make a mistake, immediately they'll make tawbah and they'll come back. So one is they always in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the other is dawame dhikr, that they're always in the remembrance of Allah ta'ala. All the time they're remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for us also, it's very easy to become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make niyat to bring this in our lives, that we want to remain for the rest of our lives on the obedience of Allah ta'ala. And as far as possible, we remain in the remembrance of Allah ta'ala, the dhikr of Allah ta'ala. In other words, unnecessarily we don't wander off, and unnecessarily we don't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and take ourselves deliberately into heedlessness, take ourselves deliberately into those things. If the mind now and then just drifts away, there's no problem. The person still carries on his life, but he's conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what is meant by being in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, these are the people that have these two qualities in him. So here the ayat of the Quran is saying, لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They will not fear, and nor will they grieve. So ulama explained that if this is referring to akhirat, then it's very easy to understand. But once they enter into Jannah, then there is no fear for them, there is no grief. It's very easy to understand. But if we look at it, as far as this dunya is concerned, this also applies. How it applies is those things, those small things that generally frighten and worry and concern the people of the dunya, these awliyaullah don't get concerned by that. For example, petrol price is going up, it doesn't worry them. The price of eggs is gone up, milk, or that fear of somebody suddenly coming to attack them. These sort of fears that generally the people in the world will have, it doesn't really worry those people of akhirat. Natural fear is there, that everyone has. He's not talking about natural fear. He's talking about other things that worry and concern and overwhelm the minds of the people of the dunya. Allah Ta'ala saves the awliyaullah from that. These things don't worry. You won't find them always scared. What happened to my business if there's a fire? What will happen to my car if there's an accident? So they don't even think about going towards insurance. They don't even think towards going towards medical aid. What will happen if I need to go to hospital? All that fear is not there in them. Allah Ta'ala takes away that fear. of the awliya Allah. So we make niyyah that we also come under this purview, so that Allah Ta'ala removes that fear that exists for the people of the dunya. So the next ayat that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطَ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا فَكُلِي وَاشْرَبِي. Allah Ta'ala in Surah Maryam told Maryam alayhi salam, Maryam alayhi salam was the mother of Isa alayhi salam. So miraculously, what had happened was when she was about to give birth, so she took refuge in a place, and there was no trees. There was no plants there, there was no trees. Some people say it was in a cave also. And Allah Ta'ala for her miraculously caused a date palm to be planted there, and fresh dates to appear on a branch, or on the branches of that date palm. And miraculously Allah Ta'ala caused a stream to come, a fountain to gush forth nearby. So this is what this ayat is explaining. That shake, she was now told, that shake the trunk of the date palm. There was no date palm there. Allah Ta'ala brought it there miraculously. To shake the trunk of the date palm towards you, causing fresh, ripened dates to fall on you. So eat and drink. And this is what this ayat is explaining. Here, ulama explained that she was not a Nabi. Maryam alayhi salam, she was not a Nabi. She was the mother of a Nabi. She was a pious woman. She was a pious woman. So she was from the awliyaullah. So this is how this ayat is proving the miracles of the awliyaullah. We'll do one more ayat. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّ الْمِحْرَابِ وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا قَالَ يَا مَرْيَمُ أَنَّا لَكِ هَذَا قَالَتْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. In Surah Ali Imran, Allah Ta'ala says, whenever Zakariya alayhi salam went to the chamber, he found food by her. Zakariya alayhi salam, whenever he went by Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam in her chamber, that he found food there by her. So he said to her, O Maryam, from where did you get this? From where did you get this? Naturally, when you go there, she's in a locked up chamber. She's in a locked room chamber that she was staying in. And when he would go there, he would see that there was fruit that was there. And not only fruit, ulama explained that fruit was out of season that was there. So it surprised him, even as a Nabi, it surprised him. And he asked her that, where did you get this from? Anna laki hada. It's an Arabic expression that if you translate it literally how it should be translated, Anna laki hada. Where on earth did you get this from? It was such a surprise to him to see that fruit. And her reply was, Huwa min indillah. It is from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala provided this. Yarzuqu min yasha'u bi ghayri hisab. Allah Ta'ala provides for whom He pleases without counting. So this was also another miracle for Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. So we continue with this. So here Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi is proving the miracles of the awliyaullah, those people that are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something that is a reality, not something that we can deny. And as I explained, we don't take it to any of the extremes. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.